Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Now, Black Friday is more than a day of apparent discounts, according to new research at the University of Melbourne. It's a psychological event carefully designed to take advantage of how your brain makes decisions. We're joined by Dr. Daniel Frugal, research fellow at the University of Melbourne. Daniel, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning. So what happens to our brains today on Black Friday?
So Black Friday originally was just a single day of frenzied sales in the US after Thanksgiving, but it's ballooned to something like Cyber Monday, Cyber Week, and now it feels like we have an entire month of November is full of different retailers having different sales. And all of these sales are, as you've said, really carefully designed to take advantage of our decision-making mechanisms and how we make decisions about purchasing things. So in psychology and neuroscience, it is thought that when we make decisions such as, you know, whether or not to purchase a new TV, we weigh up a lot of different pieces of evidence. For example, we might consider the price of the TV, how big it is, and other specifications. And these are really complex decisions, and you need to take in a lot of different pieces of information to make them. Ideally, you'd want to spend a lot of time on these decisions, thinking about researching what car you might want to buy if you think your old one's going to break down on the side of the road. But sometimes we need to make decisions very quickly, and carefully weighing up those pieces of evidence isn't very useful. So in Australia, we often run into something, snakes on a path. And rather than looking at the snake and saying, what species is that? We often just, you know, make the action of getting out of there and getting out of its way.
The threshold is lowered for how much information you need before making a decision.
Absolutely. So we call this the speed accuracy trade-off, where in situations where you do need to make decisions quickly, we make them based on much less evidence or much less careful consideration as compared to when we have all the time in the world.
Black Friday taps into that urgency thing, and maybe we don't make good decisions in that. I presume it also taps into scarcity as well. This idea, oh God, there's only 5 of those left. If I don't act now, I might lose out on it.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpoints. TC.
Yes, so there's this sort of environment of scarcity and urgency really plays a lot of tricks on our brains and how we make decisions. And so I guess, first of all, Black Friday creates what we call an artificial sense of urgency. You know, this idea that, the sale is for one day, or if I don't act now, I'm going to miss out. And as you mentioned, you know, this is also induced by showing that there might only be 3 items left. But yeah, if 10 people have it in their shopping cart, then it gives this strong impression that your choices are to just buy it right now, or you won't have the opportunity to do so in the future. And in these cases, these little nudges, these little bits of evidence, like, you know, that other people have it in their shopping cart, will make it seem a little bit more valuable and can sort of just push our decisions in the direction of purchasing, and also discourage us from seeking other bits of information about the product. For example, you feel like if you try to go to a different shop or check out other places online, you know, you might miss out. So it really discourages you from thinking carefully about things. And that's why, you know, you might end up buying a TV that's only slightly better than your old one, or another pair of jeans when you already have 5 good pairs at home.
Okay, two final quick questions. You've outlined very expertly how it kind of messes with our brain. Do retailers notice? Do they play to that?
I think that the way it's designed, they must have a really good idea of how, you know, people are impacted by this. Otherwise, they would probably roll these sales well into December. I think that maybe not every retailer is trying to be sinister, but people, I think that the marketing people really
they
know
get
what
it.
They're doing.
They get it. So, okay, final thing, if you're, you know, people will be buying stuff, there's no doubt about it. Are there tips to stay in control?
Absolutely. And please don't take this as me. You know, I love a good bargain as much as
sure,
anybody.
Sure, of course.
So to help you buy something that you might really want, it helps to plan before the pressure hits. So that means that if you are thinking of buying a product, try to research that outside of the retailer's website or before you walk into a store. So if you have online review sites and things like this, and this can give you and your brain a chance to take in all of this information before that speed pressure hits you. And the other is to pause before you purchase. So it feels really hard to do this, again, because of all the things I mentioned. But if you can even go away from your screen for 5 minutes and just think, or walk out of the shop for 5 minutes and just think about your purchase, think about if you really want it. And that gives you just the space to help you make better decisions.
Okay, and we will leave it there. Dr. Daniel Farugal, Research Fellow at the University of Melbourne. Thanks indeed for that fascinating insight.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.